Today, I'm exposing three fronts in Trump's war against the European oligarchies. First, how King Charles and the Dutch are desperately keeping Ukraine burning. Second, how Trump's economic policies are dismantling their centuries-old ideology of environmental destruction. And third, how his Fed battle strikes at the very heart of the financial empire that's ruled the United States since 1913. So why is the Ukraine war continuing when Trump has a clear mandate to end it and he wants to end the killing? Because of the empire's stranglehold over Europe. So look at this. The very first European country to pony up almost $600 million in arms purchases from the United States to keep the Ukraine conflict going is the Netherlands. $600 million. That's a small country. This is the Netherlands, as in the Dutch half of the Anglo-Dutch imperial system. And the other European countries that immediately jumped in? Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Notice something? They're all monarchies. You can use your favorite AI to look at the ties between these royal families and the British monarchy.